B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man says that the person who delivered his newspaper Monday also defecated in his yard.
Was that one of the news stories in the paper?
Merry Christmas, I guess. So,
man finds turd in yard, written in crayon.
Terry Williams is one who said, now Williams gets New York Times on weekends only. He says Saturday's delivery was special and not in a good way. He said the driver came through his gate as usual, punching in the gate code, but stopped short of Williams's house. The surveillance video is grainy, but it shows the driver squatting down in the bushes alongside the road. Williams said, why would somebody come into somebody's yard, drop their pants, defecate, wipe himself up, and then leave the papers and the pile right there?
Because not wiping would be barbaric.
Williams said that it happened just at four in the morning. An employee coming in hours later noticed the mess along with used paper towels. He said he's got paper, blue paper wrappings that they actually put the newspaper in. He could have cleaned it up, put it all in that, hauled it off, and nobody would have ever known. When the driver finished, he continued to Williams' home, dropped off the newspaper before he took off, leaving Williams and his employee to deal with what was left behind.
That's pretty disgusting.
Williams has tried repeatedly to get through to the New York Times. With no luck, he also filed a police report with the sheriff's office. And according to the sheriff's report, the deputy investigating did reach out to the New York Times. A spokesperson said that the people delivering the paper are third-party contractors and that she would share the deputy's email address with that contractor.
Yes, America's paper of record.
Yeah, well, your driver just took a dump in my yard.
It's a misdemeanor, by the way, and they are working on identifying the perpetrator. The police are investigating an incident involving a youth who trespassed into the white rhinoceros enclosure at the Singapore Zoo on Thursday. Videos show the man doing a backflip inside the enclosure with the rhinos before leaping over the barricade and back onto the visitor's footpath.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, four rhinos can be seen inside the enclosure.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
The original video was uploaded onto the youth's TikTok account, but appears to have been taken down. Wildlife Reserves Singapore said that it filed a police report and it condemned the youth's actions in a Instagram story, calling it reckless and mindless act, which is socially irresponsible, extremely dangerous, and simply disrespectful to wildlife and animals.
Oddly enough, you're probably safer in a rhino enclosure than you would be in a hippo enclosure.
The zoo operator also urged people not to pull such stunts as lives could be put in danger. In November of 2018, Malaysian contract worker was mauled to death by three white tigers after he deliberately climbed into the exhibit at the Singapore Zoo as well.
What is it with people and doing this? It's insane.
A grandmother in Scott County, Tennessee, has been accused of stealing her own grandchild's Christmas gifts from under the tree and pawning it for cash.
Oh, man.
During an investigation,
Merry Christmas.
Police found one of the stolen items, a Nintendo Switch, had been pawned at the Winfield Pawn Shop.
Come on.
By 43-year-old Amy Best. Best was charged with theft under $1,000 and is being held. Other gifts that were stolen are still missing, but police are still investigating that. Andrea Ellis of Illinois says she recently got a package from Kohl's that she knew contained some garden flags she had ordered, but when she reached inside to pull them out, she also saw a biohazard bag containing someone's COVID-19 test specimen.
Oh, my God.
She said the bag was labeled with the woman's name, date of birth, and her doctor's contact information in Richmond, Virginia.
You can buy that stuff from Kohl's?
Which is where the package had shipped from.
Oh.
The test was handed off to the health department, and officials there said that they are trying to contact health officials in Virginia to track down the patient.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, Kohl's has issued an apology and says that they've launched an investigation, noting that packages came from an outside direct ship vendor. And then we'll do one more quick story. In the nearly 20 years since September 11 terrorist attacks, the Federal Air Marshal Service has suffered enough controversy, scandals, and investigations to fill an armory. Its latest scandal and investigation may not come as much of a surprise, but air marshals in the know have given it a catchy name. This time they're calling it Bonergate.
Bonergate.
Roughly 20 air marshals posted to the agency's Dallas field office have been disciplined in recent weeks and months following a secretive two-year internal investigation of a Viagra smuggling and distribution ring among employees and supervisors there, current and former air marshals have said.
How do they identify the perps?
How do they identify them? Yeah, that's a good question.
Look, he's got a boner.
Whether the practice extends beyond Dallas to other air marshals' offices around the country is unclear, but sneaking drugs back into the country is not unheard of among federal air marshals. The approximately 3,000 armed law enforcement officers are highly regarded for their skilled marksmanship, but has seemed to have largely brought trouble onto themselves in recent years. There have been various arrests, including a murder-for-hire plot, a gun-buying scheme that shook the top levels of the agency, and allegedly allegations of discrimination against minorities, women, and gay people. Then came the badge bunny who rearranged flights for Trist, followed by the sex tape of a prostitute made with a government phone that underscore an overreaching party hardy attitude rife with misconduct.
Sounds like they got a handle on things.
Their latest scandal centers on a handful of air marshals who purchased the medication abroad, where often it costs significantly less than in the United States, and skirting checkpoints secreted the prescription drugs back into the country. And these air marshals, who do not face the same levels of security screening as the flying public, then sold the pills to co-workers. Some simply asked to be reimbursed, while others allegedly made a small profit, current and former air marshals have said.
You have a massive erection.
So this investigation has been going on for a couple of years, and they finally have busted some of the people that are doing it. So Bonergate.
Bonergate.
Got a boner.
Yep. All right, and there you go.
You have a massive erection.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Start with a pretty messed up story out of Pennsylvania. A man was firing shots at a gun range in Northwest PA, began firing at another man, and was then shot to death by a third man.
What the hell was going on?
Troopers in Erie County were called to the State Game Lands Gun Range. Investigators say their initial investigation indicates that Robert Epley was shooting downrange, but then he turned and he started firing at a 28-year-old Erie man who was on the range as well.
Had they been squabbling?
There's no story on this. Police then said a 67-year-old Erie man allegedly saw what was happening and then shot Epley multiple times. Epley died at the scene. The 28-year-old victim was being treated for multiple gunshot wounds at an Erie hospital. And police said the older man was in custody. His name and the name of the wounded man were not released. No charges were immediately announced. So I don't know what the story is behind that. If he was just a crazy guy or
snapped,
he had a beef
yeah.
against him.
They usually have people there to oversee, you know, to make sure everything's being watched.
I guess it can happen real quick, though.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, the Department of Health and Environmental Control has confirmed that a person has been exposed to a rabid raccoon in Lexington County. The animal walked into the Lexington Medical Center. The person who was exposed has been referred to their health care provider. The raccoon was submitted to DHEC's laboratory for testing and tested positive for rabies.
I have rabies, and I'm bite crazy right now, so if someone could tend to me, I'd appreciate it.
This is the 14th...
I'll just be reading magazines in the waiting room.
This is the 14th animal to test positive for rabies in Lexington County this year, so they've had a run on that. Two men are facing felony drug charges after Altoona police said that they were selling drugs out of a downtown storage unit. Police arrested 25-year-old Tyler Bartley and 56-year-old Mark Hiles after the pair were found with methamphetamine inside a storage unit. Police said the unit was furnished with a couch, pillow, blanket, electrical outlets.
Damn it, I never thought to use my storage facility like that.
Tables and food. And when questioned about the suspected drug paraphernalia that was sitting out in the open, Bartley allegedly told officers Hiles had methamphetamine inside as well. Bartley allegedly confessed to being a middleman and running money and drugs between the storage unit and buys on the street. When searched, Hiles had three glass pipes, three small bags of suspected methamphetamine worth a total of $500 and other contraband. Hiles claimed that he was unemployed and on disability, which provided him $1,300 each month. He denied selling methamphetamine and said that there were a lot of people who came to a storage unit because he had the drug, but he would just give it to them for free if they asked.
That's so nice.
He definitely wasn't selling it.
Yeah.
He said that he planned to give Bartley methamphetamine for helping clean the storage unit before police arrived. Police noted in the charges the officer seized a large quantity of suspected heroin from the storage unit, when officers responded to a fatal drug overdose there in late November.
He's like the Willy Wonka of meth.
Bartley and Hiles both face felony drug charges. Police in Madison Heights say a 28-year-old stabbed his 66-year-old mother and 71-year-old stepfather, who later died after they asked him to turn off a video that he was watching so they could go to bed.
What video was it?
They didn't say. The stabbing happened at an apartment just before midnight when Christopher McKinney attacked his parents. Police said that he lived there at the apartment with his mom and stepdad and was still there when police arrived. Police said McKinney was watching a video in his parents' room when they asked him to turn it off so that they could go to bed.
He's in their room?
Yeah, it's an apartment, so it's, I don't know why. It's probably small, not much. But investigators said they argued, and McKinney pulled a knife, cutting and stabbing both his mother and stepfather. Police said that all three were treated for injuries and then taken to the hospital, where his stepfather later died.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, it's messed up. His stepfather was in, and his... He was in his stepfather and mother's bedroom where the computer was located, so that's why he was in there, and was watching videos on the internet. The mom and stepfather wanted to go to sleep for the night. They asked him to leave the room so he could sleep.
So he tries to stab them to death.
And he did. He stabbed the father to death. During the body cam video released by police, you can hear McKinney hurl racial epithets and use vulgar language as he fought against the police officer. He said, I'll tell this in the trial, and they'll believe me because I'm white, McKinney said. Uh-huh. He's being held on $500,000 cash bond, by the way. And that's all the time we have for Case.
Yeah, let's end one on more. A better one.
Two passengers aboard a Delta flight bound for Atlanta opened a cabin door and activated the slide to exit the plane while it was taxiing out to a runway at
New York's electric
LaGuardia Airport. The two passengers involved are in custody, and a large service dog also deplaned with them. After they exited the plane, the aircraft returned to the gate and deplaned customers. Normally, the airline was able to accommodate the remaining passengers on alternate flights. Maintenance technicians have evaluated the aircraft, and it is scheduled to return to service.
So the slide will deploy even if the plane is underway?
It was taxiing, so I guess maybe they hadn't pressurized the cabin. I don't know, but they did it. Yep, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.